let's do that again.
Slow.
I liked it.
It should be about there.
Really?
I think
it
should
be like.
Yeah, to make it harder on Joe.
Okay. Let's try to double the tempo and see if Joe can keep up.
Yeah. Until the end. Let's start
with the drop. Guitar sounds great.
But that's not bad,
because
we're going to be too fast.
My opinion, a lot.
I felt
that
it was slow, but it gives me
more wiggle room. So let's... It sounded great, man.
We can see
it's
it.
It's a solo you've got to determine.
I'm glad you learned it.
Huh? I'm glad you learned it, but we changed it last week to B flat. Because it stretches his voice too much. So just go down two half steps.
There you go.
Okay. Well, that was,
what is this?
Street Fighting Man.
Okay. I've been, playing this for...
Yeah! That's a good song. I like how it builds every time. It's like little parts come in and then it builds and builds. And Rolling Stones are great at leaving stuff out. Like they get your ear thinking that something's gonna happen.
So you're playing open F on that then?
when I do it on the open G, it's up, capoed up 4. So I'm gonna capo it up 2. And it's... So the way you play it, and you got it, there's got to be a routine, but it's.
This sounds horrible.
And for your guitar, you just got to keep that rhythm going.
It's definitely... It's hard to get a clean tone on this.
I've always loved the design for the strength into the body.
My telly does that too, and the Jaguar does that.
So you just got that this week?
Huh?
You just got it this week?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's awful pretty.
Yeah. I don't know. I just want to see how it worked today. All right, so with this,
yeah, and a lot of the ones I play don't have that. And so I thought, this is the most awkward guitar,
because
it just keeps sliding off your lap. And then the guy said, no, you're supposed to do it like this.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice.
Awkward, but I wanted to, the Carino one's nice.
What's nice, too, is it's like recessed in. That craftsmanship.
Yeah. Fender only made 90 of these their first year. Gibson. Yeah, Gibson only made 90.
Thought it was just too radical.
This thing's just, Indonesia. But,
well, let's face it, they know how to set up computers to cut out things now. Now it's a matter of just getting a luthier to set up a guitar.
These are kind of, they're emulating of the old vintage PAFs. So it's run spec to the PAF pickups, so it's as close to it as a remake as you can. So it's kind of what they're doing.
Is there a master volume in?
No, volume.
So one volume and two tones?
Yeah, that's the volume for that, and one tone.
A one tone.
Joe, are you still on semi-retirement?
No, I'm working.
You are?
I am.
Where at?
Startup?
Yeah, we're, actually had it kind of lined up out of FI, but it wasn't nailed for sure.
Yeah, you mentioned something kind of, maybe.
No, it's, guy I met 4 or 5 years ago, so he founded the company who sold Alexa to Amazon, and he's a distant family friend through cousins of friends or whatever, so we met at a wedding 4 or 5 years ago, and we've just been talking through the years, so he's got a new idea for basically an enterprise-based kind of Alexa for the enterprise, that kind of thing. So
voice assistant sort of thing?
Yeah, voice assistants, doing... And the problem right now is that you've got all these different AI services. There's a lot of data around how do you orchestrate information gathering. So it'll be a AI orchestrator, I guess, is the easiest way to sign it. So pull Alexa, pull Amazon, pull SAP, pull Salesforce, pull data from all over the enterprise, and build a way for you to easily get to it through voice or whatever. So, by the time when I came on, I actually started in November, so I've been doing it for a little while. He already has seed funding, and they're working on A-Round right now, so.
What's the company called?
Pryon.
Pryon?
P-R-Y-O-N.
P-R-Y-O-N.
That was his internal code name for the company he sold Alexa, so he wanted to have some buzz for the rest.
So what are you doing there?
It's getting beat up in each built up.
Pretty much writing all.
Plus total three of you?
Yeah, I was in player two, so most around. But
he's time to get in.
But he's got money, so I get paid. And we're lining up around funding. We're going to start the roadshow for that.
So does he already have a product? Or is it still
demonstrable?
So my brother John quit, and he's with me too. So the two of us are the two of the three. And the last month or in December, we were pretty much writing a prototype for them to start demoing to their best stuff. So,
are you back to coding?
I've never stopped coding. Eventually, be running engineering, but until we get some money, it's an entire team. So, kind of building a core team. He's bringing on the CTO of IBM Watson. He's going to be the CTO of the company.
That's your side, man.
We're still evaluating. IBM's a shit show. Bunch of people who aren't accountable to each other.
He's like, IBM fellow, been there for 30 years or whatever, so he'll bring some credibility in the AI space, and we'll see what happens. So if Aaron comes in, that'll be a good sign to start really hiring and ramp up and build a real product. But right now, it's just been, what can we do for the concept for investors? Awesome. A lot of interest in the space. And, that's a fun time. How's that five?
Yeah, still paying.
Yeah.
We were talking last time. There's been like a bunch of, some people leaving.
Yeah.
Who do we say?
Last time had
CMO.
We're getting right. Ben Gibson left.
That was before. and Andy is retiring.
I heard that too. That's not surprising after 20 years.
Yeah, he's done fine.
I don't know.
Right. Andy Rowan.
So what's your situation, Jeff?
He's at Watson.
So I started January 3rd. So I've been down in Olympia all week with first client.
So I don't know if David's given his notice yet.
That might be inside
your... No, I haven't.
Oh, no. I know like 8 people. I mean, it will not come up. I can guarantee you that.
But
it's not relevant to any of the conversations I'm having.
Well, Watson would be one of the services we're consuming data from. So.
Well, that's where I'd be interested when you get to that point. You know, what do you want to do in terms of governing your data acquisition and building your enterprise data
he's
model?
Coming from there, he's basically going to lead that whole
cool.
That piece of it.
Yeah.
Are we going to do it one more time?
I don't think we should do Sultans. I think we've got other songs to get to.
Sultans we've done so many times for so long, man. One more
Joe, do you guys have offices, or is this kind of a
working from home? Yeah, with only 2 people here, so
yeah.
After a round, it'll be, and we start, once we get about a dozen, it'll be worth looking at space.
Shoestring
right now.
Chipboard had an interesting breakthrough. They built a hip switch on a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
So they now have a $100 hip switch.
Crazy little thing.
You want all your purchase, all your rent cash registers around the country.
Yeah.
For $100, you can have a lock in the hip switch.
What are we playing next?
Crazy little thing.